coming along. Hard to say.
Well, what's your full name?
My full name is Craig Allen.
Okay.
We should throw the Christian name in there. It'd be Joseph too, son.
Yeah. Craig Allen Joseph?
Yeah.
And you born?
I was born in 1947 in
Port
Island.
Yeah.
St. Mary Hospital.
You born here?
Yeah. In Port Island.
Okay. Can you tell me about your family?
Well, my daddy is a pipe fitter. He's always been a pipe fitter since I was born.
Yes.
Back when he was a boy, put pieces together from what I heard the kinfolk talk about, but his daddy, I think, used to have a mattress covering and making place there and kneeling.
Yeah.
And he used to work with him, but after he passed away and things started growing up, my dad became a pipe fitter.
Uh-huh.
And he worked pipe fitting all his life, and I think he got about 4 or 5 more years ago, and he'd be retiring. So, but he ain't gonna quit work. He's gonna go back to construction work. See, he's probably that one of the founders right now.
Yes.
Pusher out there.
Uh-huh. Now this county is?
This is Jefferson County.
Right. It's a damn big county too.
Yeah, they call it the Golden Triangle because the boundaries itself are in the shape of a triangle.
Yeah. Can you tell me, like, when you were coming up, what you remember about the Fort Offer and things like that?
Well,
what about your schooling here? Did they have schools?
Yeah. When I was coming up, I guess when I started remembering the things, I really don't know how young I was. You live there just in between, I guess you call it Port Arthur and Neyland. And if you go through there right now, you see a lot of housing additions and what have you. And back when I was living there, growing up, we had about 6 acres there. I guess you'd say maybe 900-1,000 yards off of Highway 69, and you could see all the way from our house over to the highway. There's nothing but big pasture, cow pasture.
Really?
They used to run maybe 100 head of cows out there, but now it's all built up. But when I was raised up there, Daddy had some cows. Remember one cow particularly had a big Burma bull he got. He was feeding it up from the butcher, you know?
Yeah.
And he used to hook that thing up to a sled, which you call a maker, would be a drag. You drag across your pasture and level off the dirt.
They did what?
It's a drag. It's made out of cross ties.
Yeah.
And you have single tree on it.
Uh-huh.
For the cow.
Yeah.
It was a bull. And he would have that thing. He'd stand on the thing on the cliff,
yeah,
and had his range just like you would a horse, and that cow would bull would pull that big drag, and he would drag across the pasture there and would level it out, keep it level. You know, like you get ant piles and all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
Well, this thing would just smooth it out. But he had the cows, and he got into goats. Before he got into goats, he had rabbits. He used to have hundreds of rabbits. These were show rabbits, and at one time he was he held the world's championship for a Dutch rabbit. It's a special breed of rabbit. It's got the little white band around its neck on it. But he had the world championship on. He used to make all these fairs and show his rabbits, and then he got into goats because he got ulcers.